So our next item is administrative items. Executive officer, Mr. Harris.
So I as usual, you have it before you. If you have any questions on any of the information, we're certainly here to answer those. I have actually a question for the board, and it has to do with the staff, with the presentations, training, and significant staff meetings. I'd like to hear from the board how important that is to you, because I will be honest, this last time we, between the last meeting, everybody is so busy, we kind of had to go back and reconstruct a lot of these. And even myself, you know, I've probably been 10, 15 significant meetings, and to sit down and jot all of these down for you all is a bit of work. I'm willing to do it, but you know, is it a value to you, and do you want us to do it? I just wanted to get some feedback from the board.
Dr. Hunter?
You know, one of the things that I find really complicated is in being out in the region, and I do have the opportunity to work in different places on issues related to matters that come before the board in the sense of programs and goals for watershed, healthy watersheds. It's really interesting to me to understand how our staff is engaging with communities on their issues. So when you are attending, and when we see the list of meetings that are held in different parts of the region and who attended, we have a sense of what our connections are to our communities, to our stakeholders. So it is really helpful to me to see this. On the other hand, I get how much work that is, because I have to do the same kind of thing for grants. Anybody that, you know, that has to report and account for a period of time, it's really complicated to go back through your journals and figure it out. I would suggest that you could create a very simple database kind of spreadsheet thing that would be open to everybody on staff. That the day or the week that you're going, you just put in the name of the meeting, where it's located, and just a sentence or two about what the issue is that's being addressed, and the staff person. That would be sufficient, I think, for us to get a grasp of the breadth of issues that we are actively engaged in, because I think it does help us in our conversations to be informed on what our staff is doing. It's hard for me when somebody comes up and said, wow, Chris Rose came and gave a really great presentation on X. And I'm like, well, good to hear that, but I don't know anything about it. You know, so it does help us, I think, to understand how we're extending ourselves, because I do realize that staff does extraordinary levels of work. And we get a sense of that from meeting to meeting, you know, as we see the programmatic updates and as we request particular things to take place. Such as Michael Thomas with the EJ potential for developing a workshop. You know, those are the kinds of things that are kind of on the leading edge of what we do and where we, I think, have the most positive impact with engaging with stakeholders. So that would be my view, my comment on that.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Hunter. Mr. Johnson?
I find it useful. I just to have a sense, I think it's somewhat useful for transparency. I would not want us to hold it to a standard of complete accuracy, because I recognize the work. So it's kind of a balancing act on your part, I think, Mr. Harris, in terms of I don't want it to take excessive time, but to the extent that it can be done efficiently, It is useful for us to really, because we're so distant from the work of the staff so much of the time, that it's useful. It gives us a little picture of what we're doing.
Thank you, Mr. Johnston. Any other, Mr. Jordan?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So as an example of why I find it useful, too, is the news, of course, the governor will be really happy to know that I found out that he signed the basic water rights law over a year ago. and I got that from the Environmental Justice Report. So, but it's only a paragraph, so I was pretty disappointed in that. But then you find out that one of our staff members, or several of you, went up to the Sacramento presentation by the Berkeley Law and Human Rights something, right? And they've got a 12-page or 14-page presentation paper that's on their website, which now is sitting right here with me. And so I like Dr. Hunter's suggestion that you just have an open source document or spreadsheet somewhere. But I would also encourage you that if there's references to specific legislation or specific links to where the presentations were then stored, that those are included too. So those of us who really want to go look for that stuff and gather it and save it for reading can do so.
Thank you, Mr. Jordan. I agree also of the value of this information because it's twofold. One, I think it shows your work product that, you know, you're very engaged. And also, I think the sentiment of the board has been that we need more and more to reach out and be in touch on the outside with you know, various groups, various organizations. So I think this kind of validates to us that, yes, things are happening. In terms of how the mechanics to do it, you know, suggestion was made, and I'm sure Mr. Harris will take this into consideration and come up with a way to make it painless, but I can assure you that we read it. So although, you know, you feel it's work, well, we read it, and we appreciate it. So that's kind of my take at it. I have a speaker card from Mr. Shimmick, who promised to be very brief, and I'd like to give you this opportunity.
Steve Shimmick, the Otter Project, and I wrote on the speaker cards 30 seconds. I just want to say that it's not only important to the board, it's important to the public, and that the public, so I hope that if you do create this internal thing, it's something that the public can also see as well. We read the executive officer's report, and we pay attention to the meetings that he is going to. Thank you.
Point well taken. Thank you very much. Any other item, Mr. Harris?
No, none from me.
In council, any closed session item?
No, there is not.
All right. So,
actually, there is one more item. I just want to.
Too late. No, just kidding.
I'll make you burn. I just want to, just for the few members in the public, which is one, but the board, just remind everybody that next meeting is January in Watsonville, but that one's an important one because the board will be selecting a new chair, maybe not a new chair, but they will be selecting the chair and vice chair for the 2014 calendar year.
All right. And as a little housekeeping item for board members is that lunch is here, so you're certainly welcome to take it with you or, you know, having lunch here. So if we do not have any other item, I'd like to bring this meeting to an official close and certainly wish each and every one of you and my colleagues a great holiday season. And again, reiterate what my colleague said earlier about thanking you this year for all your great work. Thank you so much.